106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. And we are talking to Lydia today. That's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
You know, let's just get right down to it. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is, because I've got some strong thoughts on this. And I know we say this is a judgment-free zone, and I can't really control myself this time. So go ahead and say what the dirty little secret is.
All right. Well, I am engaged to this guy, and I'm going to break it off with him. Like, he is just a piece of shit. There's no way I'm going to marry him. Like, it's just... It's over in my mind.
Okay.
And my car broke down a bit ago. His dad said, you know, I'll just buy you the car and then you just pay me back so then you can avoid having to pay someone an interest. It'll just save both of you money down the line. I mean, this is most definitely a verbal agreement. So my thought is I'm just going to make a couple more payments. And then break up with their son and then just stop.
Stop making payments for the car.
Yeah.
Which will screw not your boyfriend, but his dad.
My ex-fiance at that point.
Or fiance. Oh, I forgot about, okay.
Yeah, but honestly, he's a piece of shit and he can pay it back himself.
The fiance, not the dad, right? You're talking about the fiance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this make you feel guilt at all?
No, because, I mean, his dad raised him to be this way.
Were his parents kind to you?
They were fine. They were probably happy that his son was with someone like me, because, honestly, I take care of...
Okay, no. That wasn't my question. Were his parents kind to you?
Yeah, but probably because of that reason. They were like,
so
oh,
you
my
think
goodness,
they were kind to you because... They were just happy to unload their son?
100%.
I mean, I knew the answer to that just because he bought you a car. You're mad at one person and punishing somebody else. And I know you said, well, they shouldn't have raised a son like this. Did they, like, is there something you're not telling us that would make us understand why you would say that more? Like, is your fiance's dad also not a good person?
I think that there's just a lot of things that go in their family, and they're not accessible for me.
I can't understand the justification for this. Like, no matter how you slice it, if you wanted to punish your fiance, punish your fiance.
I think it is punishing him, because he's going to have to deal with his dad, and his dad, if he wants the money back, then he's going to have to pay it to him.
Or they could just sell the car, couldn't they? I mean,
no, she's going to keep the car.
No, so, it's all in my name.
Oh, it's all in your name. Oh, I think I missed that part. Okay.
Okay, so I will say this. I will say this. I never like to ride on the coattails of anybody else's money. That's just me. But also, I'm thinking about, there was a time that my grandparents, who were some of the loves of my life, helped my first husband and I get into a car. If this had been only in his name... And he did this to them. I would burn down every house he had for the rest of my life. To disrespect my family in that way when they were trying to help, to me would be unforgivable.
I mean, do you worry about that retaliation at all?
No. I can get a restraining order. I can... do all kinds of things.
Well, I mean, I don't mean in any way.
Yeah,
that's
we don't
like
mean illegal retaliation, but I mean just like making your life hell.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, if he did, then he would, you know, if he damaged my property or.
I don't think we're talking about damaging your property. I think we're talking about just like maybe taking you to small claims court. Maybe just sort of. You can't really stop people from posting things online anymore if it's all true.
I mean, he's welcome to try to take me to small claims court. I mean, if they did post something online about me, I could always say that it's defamation of character.
But it isn't if it's true. That only exists if it's untrue.
See, that's the thing. There's no way to prove that it's true.
Well, if somebody bought you a car, okay.
Well, I mean, she could say it's a gift.
It's not on the...
She could say it's a gift. If there's no proof, she could always just say it was a gift.
I guess. Then it's just her word versus her fiance's. Dad's word. Anyway, regardless, though.
I don't think we love this.
Yeah.
It is your dirty little secret. You can do what you want. I don't love this.
We appreciate at least you telling us what you plan on doing. It just makes us feel bad.
Yeah.
But anyway,
not
though.
A fan.
It's the dirty little secret on the wake up call.